with Bob Zimmerman the last week of the fundraising for Behind the Black. Your donations most welcome because we're going exploring. Odysseus, one of the private landers on the surface of the moon. We're looking at it lying on its side. What did we learn from this, Bob?
Yes, NASA and Intuitive Machines, the company that built Odysseus, had a press conference yesterday, and they released three pictures from the lander on the ground. I posted the best and most clear one on Behind the Black, and it shows it's taken pretty much from the top of Odysseus, looking down at one of the legs on its high side, leaning. And so you can see the leg off the ground on the bottom, and we're looking across. We can see a crater and a far rim of the nearby crater. Essentially, Odysseus is sitting on the interior rim of this crater, so that's why the ground has a slope of around, 12 degrees, a grade of about 12 degrees. It appears that what happened with Odysseus is when it came in a little too fast and moving sideways a little too fast with very limited altitude information because its rangefinders were not working. It hit this slope on the uphill side, so it hit the slope going uphill, and it was moving laterally a little faster than it was planned. So what happened is it skidded, and the leg on the uphill side broke. So it then it had slowed down enough so that it just gently tilted over. And it sits now, they think, about a 30-degree angle. And so they have a pretty good idea now of what exactly went wrong. They consider this mission, once again, a success, and I would agree, because it was an engineering test of the landing technology. When you do an engineering test, if things don't work, you use that information to make it work the next time. And so they pretty much have pinned down, I think, most of the problems left on Odysseus for future landings of this Nova C-type landing craft, and that's a good thing. It is a shame it wasn't perfect, though, and it could have been perfect, because the main thing that caused all the problems was the failure, human error, of not turning the range-finding system back on after it was installed on the rocket, the SpaceX rocket. And that's the real problem here, that they actually had silly, stupid human error. They didn't turn that system back on, so they didn't have it available when it came time to land, and they had to improvise something with NASA, which worked only partly. But either way, it's now been shut down for the lunar night. They still hope it'll come back to life when the sun rises again.
Mars sample return, it's expensive. There are samples waiting, and the launch was originally scheduled 29. What now, Bob?
You know, there's an audit by the Inspector General of NASA looking at this program as part of the review of it. That review was issued yesterday and basically says big trouble. I mean, it tries to word this positively, but if you read the whole report, this project is in trouble on all levels. Its budget is wildly out of control. It was supposed to cost $2.5 billion. It's going to cost possibly as much as $15 billion. That's my prediction. It's going to be way over schedule, which means it might not launch before Perseverance runs out of power, and it needs Perseverance. There's a lot of other problems involved with it. It should be canceled or completely redesigned. I have doubts that Congress or NASA has the nerve to do that, John. It's unfortunate.
And the National Science Foundation has made a decision about big astronomy. What?
Well, this is the end of the 30-meter telescope. That's my prediction. They've decided the National Science Foundation cannot fund two different giant telescopes. The 30-meter telescope and the giant Magellan telescope have been trying to get it to fund both. They're each in the opposite hemisphere, so they would cover different regimes. 30-meter telescope was supposed to be in operation now, but it was blocked by protesters in Hawaii and hasn't even started construction, while giant Magellan telescope is just about finished. They've decided, NSF has decided it's only going to fund one telescope. This ends TMT without question. I don't think it's going to survive this, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. Last week of the fundraising for Happy Birthday, Bob Zimmerman. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.